What's up, Mustangs? It's Blake and Raph with our podcast, Vape Vacators. Today, we will be addressing the multiple health issues that come with the usage of vaping and how the government and schools can prevent it. A vape is any flavored cartridge-based non-combustible nicotine product other than a tobacco or methanol-flavored product. No matter what is in the vape, it is bound to cause many health problems. So, Raph, how does vaping cause such implications?
Okay. So, e-cigarette products can cause serious addiction due to the materials and substances found inside of them. For example, repeated exposure to nicotine during adolescence induces long-lasting changes in brain regions involved in addiction, attention, learning, and memory loss, according to the Supreme Court databases.
The long-lasting effects of nicotine and other substances found inside of vape products can continue to harm oneself late on in life.
Not only does using e-cigarettes affect the brain in a harmful way, but it also causes risks of heart disease, lung disease, and cancer. Furthermore, as of December 17, 2019, there have been approximately 2,506 reported cases of hospitalizations for lung injuries associated with the use of vaping products, including 54 confirmed deaths.
Although this information is dated, it still holds up, as vapor products were much less relevant at the time among the younger generations. Vape products have become much more available since that time and will continue to do so if not stopped. Most vape products are used on school campuses where kids are at 5 days out of the week. This must be stopped if we are to curb the vaping epidemic. How do you think schools could stop the usage of vapor products on campus?
There are a few ways that schools and the government can end this. Administrators can explain to students every month how many casualties there have been due to vaping or using e-cigarette devices and include all of the cons that they bring to one's health, which may help to stop the spread of vaping usage on school grounds and at home.
Vaping was also down 10% as of last year, due to the effects of multiple campaigns by the U.S. government to bring a screeching halt to vaping. The main contributor was the use of the Ditch Vape slogan in ads across multiple social media platforms, including Snapchat and TikTok. These social media apps are popular amongst teenagers. Therefore, these students will be efficiently informed about the dangers of e-cigarette usage.
Another way the schools can yield the vape usage of students is by installing vapor detectors in restrooms, so that students do not take advantage of the safe space that the school provides. These vape detectors may be costly, but will overall help students quit using these products and save them from causing harm to themselves.
The government could also end flavored vape or Juul cartridges because data from the 2019 MTF survey indicates that the usage of mint and fruit-flavored Juul products is higher than that of methanol and tobacco-flavored Juul products. If the government decides to not ban flavored Juul or vape products, they may impose a larger tax amount or price to reduce the sales of them.
Recently, researchers have found that certain marketing strategies can increase youth appeal both in general and with respect to tobacco products in particular. The FDA has previously issued warning letters for products that resemble kid-friendly foods and drinks that resemble other non-combustible tobacco or nicotine products that are often consumed by youth. This includes labeling and/or advertising that results in the products resembling juice boxes, candy, or friendly cereal.
A way for students to participate in the Stop Vaping movement is that they should take therapy sessions or reduce the nicotine they put in their vapes. This would impose ways to slow down or stop the addiction to the product in general. Hey Raph, have you ever seen kids vape at school?
Indeed I have, and I hope that these kids realize the health implications that they are causing themselves every time they inhale the dangerous substances that are emitted by the vape.
Anyways, guys, that's a wrap for our podcast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the next one.